Amen.
All right, we're in Luke chapter 12. And we kind of ended in verse 15, and we're going to kind of go over that again last week. All right.
12:15.
Yeah, Luke chapter 12, verse 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. You know, covetousness is interesting because you can have covetousness when you have things and not want to get rid of them. Oh. And you can have covetousness when you have nothing but want something that somebody else has. So covetousness works both ways. Miss Tanya?
I know the Bible says that God is jealous and that it's not wrong because it's everything belongs to him. But how can you be...
Covetousness and jealousy are two different things. We often use the word jealousy, but we use it wrong, okay? Jealous is when something that you should have, it's right, it's the proper thing, and it's not in its right place, okay? Jealous over a spouse.
Right.
You're really supposed to have him, but he's in someone else's lap, all right? That's where jealousy is real and right. God is a jealous God, okay? You're not coveting your spouse, okay? Because certainly not yours to give up. And such is that, Miss Tanya, the BB beeps. All right. So he said, beware of covetousness, for life does not consist of the things which he possesseth. And again, covetousness was Israel's abiding sin. If you want to know any one reason why Paul persecuted, it's the answer to the question Jesus Christ asked him. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Why did he do it? Because he coveted. How do you know that? He said so in Romans chapter 7. He said, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet, I wouldn't have known what lust was. I didn't even have an understanding of it. But when the law said that, for the first time, he understood what was wrong with him on the inward parts. Okay. As far as everything on the outward parts, Paul had it perfect. He said, is touching the law perfect? I've got it exactly like it's supposed to be. But when the law opened his eyes that his inward parts weren't perfect, it was that law, thou shalt not covet. That was Israel's sin. That's why they crucified Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said so in the parable. The parable of when they look and say, well, look, the son comes. Right. If we kill him, we can have it all. So they end up killing the son, the heir. But that murder isn't the base sin. That murder was a fruit of covetousness. The covetousness wasn't a fruit of murder. They coveted. They wanted everything for themselves. And murder was the way to do it. If you really want to understand why a lot of people cannot get saved, it's because they cannot get those things straight. They see all these sins in their lives and they want to confess them all. But the root sin, the reason they do it all, they don't see. Or do their best